We're going to read from Luke and chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. That's on page 1027 in the Church Bible. At the end of the reading, if you have one of the service sheets, you will see there is a response. So I will finish and then say, "This is the gospel of the Lord." You're invited to respond, "Praise to you, O Christ." Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ."
Well, good morning, everyone, and may I wish you a very happy Christmas. A dog is for life, not just for Christmas. That's a famous slogan of the Dogs Trust for the past 40 years or so. It's wanting to get over the message that it's important to think carefully about getting a dog, not just making a rash decision in the excitement of Christmas or because of the cuteness of a puppy, but thinking really carefully about the commitment that having a dog is. One that goes on for years, and the importance of not choosing a dog based on their appearance, but after researching the breed and thinking about how they will fit in with your life. Now, this is close to my heart because this year, you may not know, but we've had a puppy since September. Here's Stan. He is delightful and hard work all rolled into one. Early mornings, disturbed nights, toilet training, a bit like having a baby again. Definitely not a decision you make lightly or just for Christmas. But despite the hard work, we know it's a decision that will bring years of companionship and love and joy. And it was this sense of joy and excitement that dogs bring. That was one of the reasons that we first got a dog 12 years ago. When Tom and Beth, my children, were small, they used to get very excited when Paul, their dad, came in from work at the end of the day. As a baby, Tom would literally sit on the lounge floor and flap his arms when Paul came home. As they got older, they would barely look up from the television when he came through the door. So it was time to get a dog. There is such joy for a dog when its owner comes home. Our dog would wag her tail, jump and run around the house in welcome, bring a toy to share, excitement and exuberance, all just out there, joy that could not be contained. I love the story, and it may not even be a true story, about the translation of the Bible for the Inuit people in Greenland. The story goes that when the first Christian missionaries tried to translate the Bible, they had a problem with the word joy in that culture. It seemed there was no direct translation for the word. Someone pointed out that the Inuit dogs were always full of joy at the end of the day, and so the translation became this. There will be more tail wagging in heaven over one sinner that repents than over 99 who do not need to repent. I wanted us to think a bit about joy this morning. The angel of the Lord said to the shepherds, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. What is this joy? Now, having the name Joy means that at Christmas there are often a lot of things in the shops with my name on. This is actually the top of a cake that we had one year. And this year, someone has very kindly given me this box. You know who you are. Thank you very much. It's amazingly kind. I thought that we could use the letters of the word joy itself, J-O-Y, to help us to think about joy this morning. And I have three things in this box that are going to help us as well. So I need a volunteer. I'm going to need three volunteers during this talk. I need one right now just to do something very simple for me. Matthew and Paul, do you want to come out? Yeah? Okay. I want you, Matthew. Thank you. Your hands are full of things. So, Matthew, can you find in my box, my joy box, the smallest thing? What's the smallest thing? Can you find it for me? You are the smallest thing, I think, Matthew. What can you find? The smallest thing. Yes, can you get it out for me? There is a photo of it because it's so small. Okay. Here's my little Christmas decoration, baby Jesus. Thank you, Matthew. Thank you. The angel said, I bring you good news of great joy. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Joy is because of Jesus. Good news at this child's birth. Jesus is the good news that will bring us great joy. And look at the reasons why this is such good news. The angel gives three names to this baby. A Savior has been born. The people of Israel have been living in darkness. Faithful Jews are waiting, waiting for rescue, waiting for the promise of a Savior from Old Testament times. Here now is that rescuer, the Savior. Joseph, we'll use those words just a minute ago. Joseph was told that this baby was to be called Jesus because the name means the Lord saves, and this baby would save his people from their sins. Here now is the one who can rescue human beings from sin and death. The angel also explains that Jesus is the Christ. This means that Jesus is the Messiah, the anointed one, the chosen. Jesus can be the Savior because he is the one God has chosen to bring us salvation, to save us from sin and death. But he's more than that. The angel gives him another title, that of Lord. Now that would have been mind-blowing because this is the word Luke has already used nearly 20 times in his gospel as the title for God himself. This baby is God in human form. He is God with us, coming to earth as a fragile baby, vulnerable in a harsh world, growing up to be a man who would die on the cross for us as our Savior, bringing an end to sin and death for those who will believe. That is the good news of great joy that the angels bring. Jesus is our source of joy and our only source of true joy in this troubled world. We have lots of things that give us joy, and they are God's gifts to us, perhaps your family, or today, the Christmas present you have longed for. But at the root of all that, may our true joy be in the precious gift of Jesus, who has rescued us, so that we will know a joy that lasts forever. A joy that doesn't depend on our circumstances, is not a feeling like happiness, but the contentment and peace that comes from our friendship with Jesus. Okay, I need a second volunteer. Yes, you come. If I saw that hand go up quickly. Now this one's a bit heavy, so we might need help. Okay, so can you get out the people? We've got some people in this box. Can you get that out for me? Okay, lovely, thank you, thank you. Thank you, go and sit down. I'm just going to light, oh. These are all used matches. That's backfired then, hasn't it? Thank you, Will can just light that, my glamorous assistant. Thank you, Will. Thank you. Joy is about others, about sharing it with others. That's the O of joy. I'm sure we all experience the joy of Christmas more when we're with other people than if we're on our own, and we're certainly always concerned for those who are on their own on Christmas Day. There is joy not just in receiving, but in giving. The angel said, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. If you're a Christian here today, we have good news that is to be shared with others. We want the joy that we know to be known by others. The angel is joined by a heavenly host that says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. This is God's love, his favor, and his compassion towards everyone. And we want to share that joy with others. The shepherds did exactly that. They went to see baby Jesus, and then they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. They didn't keep the good news to themselves. We too, here at St. Nick's, want to be a community of Christians that is good news and brings the good news of Jesus to those around us. May we be that kind of church. We live in a broken world that needs to know the hope and the joy of the Christmas message. May we play our part in sharing that with others around us. That might be what you do more than what you say sometimes, sending a text or a card to someone, praying for the people around you, thanking those who serve you in shops. Joy is meant to find its expression in being shared with others, in thinking of others. We have good news to share. It's not a message we are meant to keep to ourselves. And so my third volunteer, oh yes, go for it. Thank you. Thanks, Claire. So, can you come and see what's the last thing in my box? Fantastic. Can you take that out? Can you tell me what that is? What's that? What's that? Who can you see? Thank you. You can go and sit down. Thank you so much. So the last thing was a mirror. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? You see yourself. Joy is about Jesus. Others, yourself. The message of good news of great joy is a message for you today, not for the person sat next to you, but for you. I wonder what 2023 has been like for you, perhaps for some of us, an unremarkable year, or maybe it's been marked by something lovely that's happened, the birth of a baby or a family wedding. Or perhaps it's been overshadowed by a bereavement that has knocked you for six, or physical or mental ill health that linger on, or some other sadness. Maybe you've questioned where God is this year, and does he even care? Into all that, your doubt, your fears, and your hopes, comes good news of great joy for you. Receive again the message of Christmas, a newborn baby who is God with us in our joys and sorrows, a baby who is born for your rescue, the rescue that we will remember in bread and wine this morning. Yes, this baby has come for the world, for all the people, but he has also come for you. In the same way that God knew Mary's name, entered her world, used her to fulfill his plans. In the same way that even though the angels had a message for the world, that message came to ordinary shepherds, dirty, smelly, on the edges of their society. Individual lives, never the same again. The good news of Jesus Christ is for you. Great joy for you to take into 2024, whatever the year has in store for all of us. We are in safe hands if our joy is in him. The good news of great joy is about Jesus. It's about sharing that with others. It's about realizing it is for you too. J-O-Y, Jesus, others, yourself. The joy that he gives is for life, not just for Christmas. It doesn't stop here today. It's a joy that is for life in every day and in every season of our lives. May we carry the joy of today with us into all that 2024 has in store. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank you for the good news that the angels sang, that Jesus is born today. We thank you for the good news of great joy. And we pray that you would help us to hear something afresh of that this Christmas, to bring that news to others, but to remember too that it is for us in our own lives. We thank you for the precious gift of Jesus. And in his name we pray. Amen.